We've got Nina in Toronto who's ready to play. Hi, Nina.
Hey there, Norm. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
Hi. Good to hear your voices.
It's good to hear your voice. How are things?
Pretty good. And, you know, last week I thought your categories were great. You know, I really did, especially that Land of a Thousand Dances. I know, Ben, you said that people were probably screaming at the radios. I was one of them.
Oh, yeah. That's the number one thing I hear. They go, you know what? I listened to that show. I was screaming. I was hitting my steering wheel. I go, well, you can just call in. You know, you don't have to your own private rage in the car. But yeah, that one, I imagine, set people off. That's like a hugely famous song. And that was a bright player, I think, who dropped that question.
Well, sometimes you just get brain free. So I better not be too cocky. That could happen to me today, too.
I know exactly how you feel.
I'm trying to get the elusive perfect score with you guys.
Oh wow. Boy, I hope you didn't want any Foreigner songs.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have picked it, but I did pretty well. I'd say I got about 75%. So I surprised myself that I did as well as I did.
All right.
Alan did well. Hey, listen, your first question. We're going to stay chill because you want a perfect performance. You don't need the headache of extra stress. So you can have a hit song from 1984. Or
we have a hard song.
An H-A-R-D song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's go with hard.
All right.
Okay, here's a song with hard in the title.
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down, down.
Got it.
Yep.
Breaking up is hard to do. Neil Sedaka.
You got it.
Look
that's right.
That.
All right.
Look at that.
One down, one down.
We're off and running.
30% the way. You know, sometimes he sounds like a chipmunk to me.
Yeah, he does have a bit of a high voice, but isn't that what we loved about him?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, listen, your next question, you can have a hit song from 1984, or
we have famous inventors.
I'm a little skittish about 84, but I'm going to go with it because, hey, I was still listening to the modern music then, so, you know, let's just see how I do.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Hit song from 1984.
I need some words. It's a Bruce Springsteen song, isn't it?
It is Bruce Springsteen.
It is. What's the setting? He goes back to his hometown. He bumps into a guy. They're sitting. They have some drinks. And all they can talk about is how good they were on the baseball field together, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's people yelling at their radio at me right now.
No. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's a 1984 song.
Glory days.
Wow.
The buzzer.
Man, I really had to switch my brain for that one.
All right, Nina pulls it out of the hat.
I don't know if I call that nailed it, but at least I managed to get there. You know, you have to kind of, Eva's always saying that, right? You got to sing it through.
Yeah.
Well, you probably came within 1/100th of a second of being wrung out on that one. That was an incredible
like
save.
Like the Jeopardy buzzer, right?
All right, your next question. And for your potential 3-for-3 victory, the elusive victory, you can have another hit from 1984. Or
long song.
Long. Let's go with long. If the odds are better, then I'll do better with long.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Will you fulfill the dream of being a perfect player on Face the Music?
Oh, please,
here's your clue.
Come on, that was just too easy. I need an encore one. Long, cool woman in a black dress, Holly.
Wow.
I did it.
Look at that, Norm. She wins. She calls her shot like Babe Ruth. Has some drama along the way, and then when she wins, she goes, no, this is anticlimactic. Too easy.
Finally. It's three times the charm. Oh, yeah. I was thinking, it's so many different long songs. There's a few that are still in my head, but good categories.
Okay, so listen, I'll tell you what. So you're saying that was sort of
it was a bit of a gimme. Don't you think everyone was probably just going, oh, come on, guys, you got to make it a little bit more challenging than that?
Well, I don't know.
So let's imagine a parallel universe where you selected 1984.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, that's reasonable, because this was one on the table. So we'll play the next song and see if you would have gone perfect.
Okay.
Here's your clue.
I just need a little bit more of the clue.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah. But, yeah.
I'll give you a little hint. It's a Canadian singer. In fact, he takes the photos for Zoomer Magazine.
No, but he does sound like this guy.
It's not a Corey Hart song?
No, it's not Corey Hart.
Oh, the other guy, Bryan Adams.
No, it's not Bryan
Adams. Oh, it's not?
Neither of these guys. It's a guy from the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, why did I think that sounded like Bryan Adams?
Because it does sound like Bryan Adams. Hold on, let's hear it again.
Okay. I hear the tune, but you know what? I chose correctly because I would have blown it on this one, and I would have been so disappointed. But the good part would have been I would have had the pleasure of calling you back another day and trying again.
Oh, wow.
Well, you call back anyway.
Well, look at this. Her perfect victory is now there was a game of chance. Chance was a factor because she would not have got Boys of Summer, Don Henley.
Oh.
You know what? When I think of Boys of Summer, I think of that other one. No, not the Boys of Summer.
Oh,
the Boys of Autumn?
That's right, yeah.
Right? That's a different song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a different song.
Yeah. This is an 80s
hit. Boys Will Be Boys, that's what that one's called, right? Boys Will Be Boys.
Yeah.
You got great strategy, you got great instincts, great luck, well done. We're going to make time for you to make a speech, because this is a wonderful performance.
Well, you know what? I'm a sole proprietor, and I sit here when I'm not with my clients out there in the field. I'm here at my computer with you guys, entertaining me all day long, so it's just such a pleasure to have you along as part of my business day, and love what you do. So much fun.
What do you do?
I'm a keynote speaker. I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm an author. I've been on your show a couple of times with Jane.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Libby, too.
Right?
I think you've been on with Libby as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I do feel like I've got a little bit better energy that she's here. She might have motivated us, Norm.
Love you guys. I just the whole family of you there. You're just terrific people. You keep us all such good company through the day. And
thank you very much.
Just all much success as the years go by. Keep strengthening your listenership and never retire.
Oh, okay. There's good advice. Good advice for everybody. Never retire. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations. You've won a Zoomer Radio Face Music Cup of Champions coffee mug. You, of course, have won our respect. You get your name on the in-studio Cup of Champions, and hope to have you back. Way to go.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Ben, Norm.
Thanks, Nina.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
We've got one open line at 416. 416-